Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here. And it is Wednesday, November 28th, and I'm doing my weekly roundup today because I'm going to be traveling the next 4 days and will not be in my office at all. So I didn't want to fall behind. I've been off schedule because of NCTE and everything, so trying to get back into the habit of my last work day, official work day of each week. I want to do my weekly update. So my most exciting news this week is that I have my laptop back, and they installed a new solid state drive. That's what failed. So everything was lost. So thank goodness for Carbonite and my techie husband, who spent many hours getting everything, you know, loaded back onto my laptop. So today is my first day back to work with my laptop, and it is just the best reunion ever. Other good news is I got my first two reviews on my spring 2019 books, both from Kirkus. So they reviewed Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle, which I've been calling Equations. That was my keyword for it in these weekly roundups. And they also reviewed In the Middle of the Night, which was Night in these roundups. And they were both positive reviews, so I'm super happy about that. This week so far, these 2.5 days, besides just catching up and kind of doing post-NCTE follow-ups and whatnot, I've had two main focuses. One was submissions. I realized when I reviewed my files that I did not have enough submissions made this month. It was just kind of slipping away. And, you know, the end of the year is not a time when publishers buy a bunch of books. That is certainly true. However, there are acquisitions meetings going on, you know, monthly at most publishers. And an editor can fall in love with a book any time of year, with a manuscript, any time of year. So I just try to keep a steady stream of manuscripts going out. So the other day, over the past 2 days, I sent 7 follow-up emails. So those were emails to editors who I had already sent manuscripts to. And I have heard 2 replies back already. One reply is with an editor who I've worked with before, and she said, you know, she'll take a careful look at the manuscript as soon as she can. And the other one was a rejection, and I'm looking for that in my email here so I can share it with you. And this is an editor who I have not sold anything to. But she has come close on a couple of my manuscripts and always encourages me to send things. So her email to me after the pleasantries said, "Really enjoyed reading this lively story, but because it's so similar in theme to a picture book I published last fall, I don't think I'd be comfortable taking on this one." Now, she has since moved to a different publisher, but didn't want to look like she was, you know, kind of trying to publish the same book, I guess. And I haven't read the picture book that she did work on and that published, so I'm putting it on reserve at the library to check it out. And then she says, "Please do keep me in mind for future stories for kids 0 to 5, and best of luck finding just the right house for this one." So I've gotten a couple of, actually probably over the years, several rejections from this lovely editor saying, "Oh, it's a little too similar to," and then she'll name a specific book. And so that tells me 2 things. It tells me, number one, that my writing style was a really great fit for this publishing house that she used to be at for a long time, and that my books would fit right in there. But it also tells me that I was not finding fresh enough twists. I mean, occasionally you hear that, and writers come up with the same stories all the time. But the more original you are, the less chance that will happen. And so it just has me thinking about pushing myself a little harder on the originality side of things. Okay, so those are the two replies I've gotten so far. And then I sent 4 brand new submissions. So let's see. And those were all 4 picture books. And I have just gotten back a couple of the editors. Let's see. One editor said, I'm finding these, sorry. Trying to keep things straight. One editor just said, thanks, Laura. You know, so she's just letting me know she did receive the manuscript. She hasn't read it yet. Another one, let's see. Another one said, thanks for thinking of me. I look forward to reading this. Another one, I got an auto reply that she's out of the office till November 29th, which no surprise over the holidays. So nobody has actually, you know, read them already and responded, but at least several acknowledgments, so that's always nice. Okay, so that is, let's see, laptop submissions and reviews. Okay, so then the other thing that I have been spending a lot of time on is my website. So I've also been making promotional materials for my 3 spring books. But I'll share those with you another week because they're still in progress. But I've started working on my website reorganization. And you won't notice anything different about my website at this point. I'm kind of building pages behind the scenes. And some of them are even live, but there are no links to these pages yet. So it's not like you would stumble across them. But in looking at my Google Analytics numbers, which are numbers that tell you how many people visit your website and where they're going and how long they stay and all sorts of complicated stuff that I don't really understand. But when I got some help sort of looking at those numbers earlier this year, it was so depressing because the bottom line is hardly anyone is coming to my website. And when they do, they're not really exploring. You know, they're coming to one page of my site because they followed a link from somewhere. And they looked at that and then they left. And so, excuse me, one thing it made me realize is that I can have the best information in the world on my website, but if nobody is getting to it, it really doesn't matter. So I decided I wanted to make my website more focused on my trade books. Right now, it's got, you know, my trade books, my educational market books, and my work as a freelance writer and copy editor for children's books. And I am going to streamline it so that there's much more focus on my trade books. That's the main thing on my website that I want it to accomplish, is to share my books with buyers, you know, with readers and with the adult buyers who buy the books for kids, and also to, you know, to share info about me as a speaker and a visiting author. And so some of that other information, I'm not going to trash it all or anything. I will leave there what's there, but moving forward as I create new pages or add information, I'm really trying to keep in mind this streamlined approach where I want all the information about a book to be on one page. Right now my books are divided into poetry and nonfiction in the menu bar, but the truth is a lot of my books are mashups that are both, and so then it's, you know, it's like, well, where do I put it? So I am going to have one menu drop-down bar that is books. And when you go to the books page, it'll show you all my trade picture books. And then I will also list some other books, some, you know, some of my educational market books, some of my books for writers who want to write for kids, but really the focus is going to be on my trade picture books. And for each one of those books, you click on a cover and you go to that book page, and it's going to be everything. I'm not going to send people anymore to separate places to get, you know, to see reviews or to find ideas like on Pinterest. Instead of having a Pinterest board for my book, you know, I'm going to have the links to cool stuff about that kind of relate to that book right there on that book's page. So we'll see how it works. I don't know. It's always kind of a crapshoot. It's an experiment. And I have built one book page. I'm still futzing around with the look of it. You know, that might change. But I have built one page for my next book out, which is Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle. And so the URL for that page is laurasalas.com/snowman. So if you're interested, you can go check it out. You won't find a link to it yet on, you know, on my site. but I'm trying to get my spring book pages created and ready to get set onto the menu next month. So that's been my main focus so far this week. As I travel over this weekend, this long weekend, I am going to be taking 3 writing things with me, and I don't know how much I will actually work on any of them. One thing is a list poem that I need to write, and this is just for my little group of poetry friends, where we do a poem using a similar topic or form each month. So I'll bring that with me to work on, and I'll for sure do that. And then the other 2 things are, one is a poetry collection I'm working on, and I have a bunch of poems that I need to revise. So I'm thinking I might find, you know, a little quiet hour or two here or there where I'll work on those. And sometimes just working on a plane is a good place to work. I block out the fact that I'm a little uncomfortable flying, and I put all my brain energy into a manuscript. And then the third thing is, I have a topic for a picture book that an editor is interested in, but I'm looking for an approach to it. And as I'm traveling, I might be visiting a couple of places and wandering around a couple of things that help me think about that topic. So I'll let you know next week what, if anything, I actually got done while traveling. And meanwhile, I hope y'all have a good writing week. Bye!